Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WTIC. Todd here Tuesday afternoon. All right, I think we get to have a good time today with no interference from any elected officials who perhaps want to steal some of our airtime and the humongous audience that greets them when they come on this great radio station. Fortunate news for that. I want to get your prediction, your sense of the election right now, 2 weeks away. 2 weeks. What do you think is going to happen? What is your prediction? What is your expectation? And I also want to find out from you what's the makeup of the bubble that you live in? Where do you get your information? Because the implicit in the polarized bubbles that we live in today is the idea that different media sources have different levels of trust. And sometimes you can trust, or sometimes you do choose to trust one or two or three sources and none others. And then that would, I think, have something to do with what influences you towards a certain expectation on the election. But I want to know what you think is going to happen. Let's lay it out there and see where our predictions lie compared to what happens in a couple of weeks and see how we do. I like that idea. I remain nervous for the well-being of the country. I'm not optimistic about this election because Democrats Biden winning is horrible. Because it means Kamala Harris is promoted to some high level that I don't think she should be in. Joe Biden is promoted to a high level of power that he shouldn't be in. And he is precarious politically and intellectually and maybe physically as well. How long can Joe Biden hang around? How long can he be part of whatever administration he might get elected to? We've got to consider all these things together. And then there's the danger that if Joe Biden wins a comfortable victory over Donald Trump in 2 weeks, then it's very possible that the Senate is lost as well. And that leaves basically the most nefarious forces in American politics in charge of everything. For 2 years. So I'm not happy. I'm not optimistic. I'm not pleased with the way things are looking. You might view this as an opportunity to cheer me up, but I don't know if you can. Anyway, I'd like to know your feelings. 860-522-9842. Where do you see this thing going? One of the things that I find particularly discouraging is I'm surrounded by, it seems like everywhere I go and everyone I know, not everybody, but this is my sanctuary. Everywhere else you go, you've got to be careful about opening your mouth. All my family is, not immediate, but, my wife, my mother, There's a lot of Trump supporters out there. It's just as well that we won't be able to do Thanksgiving this year because, I'm sorry, did I say Trump supporters? No, Trump haters. The world is filled with Trump haters, and so is my family. I wouldn't be able to go to Thanksgiving, I don't think, because everybody, one thing about liberals is they wear it on their sleeves, their beliefs. They assume part of their moral superiority requires that they speak freely, totally freely, as if there's no such thing as somebody who believes in the American system of government who could be in the room with them. There couldn't be anybody who votes Republican. People who vote Republican don't walk and talk, do they? 860-522-9842. So tell us what's going to happen. Jim Willington, hi.
How you doing? Concerning your topic that you just started with.
Yes.
Prediction. Anywhere of Biden's got a 8 to 10 point lead, my mm-hmm. idea is you just take 6%, 7% right off the top. You just take it right off.
Okay, so you see him winning. You see Biden winning by 4 points or so.
No, I don't because you start at the 4 points as opposed to the 8 or 9 or 10. I think Trump's going to win. Trump's going to win the election. That's my feeling is. He's just going to win.
So why? How do you get rid of all those 10 points?
Well, I think the amount of the way they do these routine polling. The way they do these polls doesn't fit. It didn't fit in 2016. It sure isn't going to fit in 2020. If you look at a polling outfit like Trafalgar or some of the other trending yep. type polls that take other things into effect besides just a phone call or an email or a response, if you look at all of those, you see that Trump's trending. He's trending the right way across the board. I see Trump winning Florida, Pennsylvania. One of the three's got to win. Two of the three's got to win up in the Midwest, you know, Minnesota or Wisconsin or whatever. Pick one, Michigan. Pick any two. I just see him winning. I also think he's going to win Arizona. As crazy as that state is, up and down. I just see him winning.
And did you feel the same way 4 years ago?
You know, I can't say that I did. Only because you couldn't figure out who Trump. You just couldn't figure the guy out. It took me until the last 10 days of that election to figure out this guy was even serious. You know, maybe he's running to juice up his brand or something. But the bottom line is he won it, and he won it his way. And going forward for 2020, I just, even if I love Joe Biden to death, even if I love him, I don't think there's enough moderate Democrats that are going to vote for him. Knowing who the vice president is, because at the end of the day, there's just no way. I don't see it. I don't know that it won't be a wipeout or anything.
All right,
honestly.
Jim, we'll put you down. I'm putting a T next to your name, and I'm keeping track here. Thank you so much. Jim in Glastonbury, Trump going to win the election or Joe Biden?
I still feel that Trump is going to win. I would love to see a landslide, but I think it is going to be a closer election. I have a lot of fear with the never Trump people that they would forget about the ideologies of both parties and vote against Donald Trump just because they don't like the man. And I think that could really hurt the Republicans. I just wish people would consider what is really at stake if Joe Biden becomes president.
People have no idea. They don't even, you know, the news doesn't cover anything that Trump does in terms of policy or anything that's going on in the country in terms of policy. All they cover is for 4 or 5 years now is Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. Unacceptable.
Well, worst case scenario, if Trump wins, is that we get 4 more years of Orange Man bad. Best case scenario, if Joe Biden wins, is we don't immediately become a socialist nation. And that's really what I'm afraid of. the Democrats,
what would stop us from becoming immediately a socialist nation?
Well, I'm just saying best case scenario is that they don't decide to flip a switch overnight. You know, the Democrats openly embrace socialism now. They don't even try to hide it as some sort of progressivism.
Well, yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing good that's going to happen if they control everything. Thank you, Jim. I've got another T, but a slight T for you. We're taking your vote, your prediction of what's going to happen 2 weeks from today. Barbara Granby, hello there. Yes, Barbara. Wait, I didn't make you go on the air. That's why. Start over, Barbara. Sorry. Barbara, turn down that radio. We'll give it another try in a minute. Judy, South Windsor. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Are you with... I'm here.
What's your prediction, Judy?
I'm one of those people that... I want you to relax. Trump's going to win. I have absolutely no doubts about it. None.
Why?
Well, because last time I was worried that Hillary was going to win, watching her hobble around with two people helping her walk and not being able to say very much of what she was going to do. And this time he's even worse. And people have had a chance to watch Trump. Last time Trump, all he could do was promise. This time he can talk about what he promised and delivered. And I think that's going to be very compelling for a lot of people.
Have you seen any news coverage of Donald Trump over the last 4 years?
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed. Yes.
Well, what have you seen from the media that would convey to the average voter that now that Trump is president, you can see how wonderful he is and how much better off we are as a nation?
I see nothing from most media. Most media don't.
Right.
But the media was pushing for Hillary last time, and they didn't get her in either, and she was the darling of the left.
Yes, but she was also the worst candidate in human history.
Oh, I don't think so. Chuck ain't what's his name there? Joe isn't doing so good either.
I mean, he's a little old, but he's not as... There was something about Hillary that came across as being very unlikable. I don't think Biden has that problem.
Oh, that's for sure.
Biden is likable compared to Hillary.
Not to me, he's not. Because I know he's lying through his teeth. And he's not he's not even telling you what he's going to do. And he's got Kamala behind him, and she's an idiot. And people,
yes.
You know, I think Americans are smarter than this. This is a question of I think there's a big chunk of America that'll just vote because they signed up on one side or the other, and that's where they are. That's where their father was. That's where their grandfather was. So they'll just vote that way. But I think there's a lot of people looking around going, I don't want to be a socialist country. I don't want these fools leading me. I really believe that.
Yeah,
Yes.
What else?
Todd, I watched the polls last time. And she was ahead by 6 in this city, and she was ahead by 14 in that state, and and it was going to be a landslide, and Trump had a 6% chance of winning, and she had a 94% chance, and I stayed
all
up
right,
until
3:15. You're done with the polls. I get it. All right, thank you, Judy. I put you down for a 1. That's a big Trump victory code. I'm keeping codes on everybody here so we can see what the tally is at the end. Barbara calling from Granby. What's on your mind? What do you think is going to happen? All right, Barbara, thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. We'll take a quick break and then take more phone calls. I shouldn't put my finger on the scale. What is going to happen in 2 weeks? Who will win the election? Coming up on WTIC. WTIC. There are a lot of people are like Judy. That is convinced that the president is winning. I think most of the people we hear from today are going to repeat that message. I'm hoping we get some variety, though. And that might be, even though maybe you think Trump's going to win, but it's going to be a squeaker. Maybe Trump's going to win, but... I don't know. I don't know how you might see it. I don't personally see any evidence that Trump is going to win. And I keep looking for it. I keep looking for signs, and I hear arguments that make sense. I don't see evidence to support them. And this is what has me worried. I see 4 years of the media pounding Trump day in and day out about what a bad person he is. Unfit for office, day in and day out. And that has an influence over people. I know it because I see it in my own family. I see it in my wife, who didn't mind Trump much 4 years ago, now is as electrified by his presence in a negative way as anybody. I see it in the average person. I see it in the early voting. The early voting is off the charts. Those aren't Republicans voting. Those people waiting in line 2 weeks plus before an election, I don't think those are Trump voters. I think those are Democrats who have become absolutely obsessed with their hatred, their visceral hatred of Donald Trump. I see the polls. I see the fundraising. The fundraising is unbelievable. The states that are in play for the U.S. Senate. Looks like Arizona is going to be lost by the Republicans. That guy Kelly, married to Gabby Gifford. He's going to unseat the Republican in Arizona. The Republican in North Carolina looks like he's going to lose. I mean, it's scary, some of the places where it's weak. So I guess you could explain, too, if you have a source of information that might buoy me beyond just your opinion, I'd be interested in hearing that as well. Okay, next up, Bill calling from Granby. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you, Doc?
So, thanks for the call. What's your feeling?
Put me in the category of a strong Trump supporter. I think he's going to lose the general population again, but he's going to win the Electoral College.
He'll lose the popular vote again. It's going to be another squeaker.
Yeah, he'll lose the popular vote again, I think. But I think he's going to win the Electoral College in an even bigger landslide. And the reason I say that is just after COVID, I flew to four of the red states. I did North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. And you couldn't find it. There were Trump signs everywhere. So the polls don't work for him. You have to use the eyeball test, just like we did in 2016. And if you get outside of the deep blue states that don't matter, like what's going on in Connecticut, and our world doesn't matter. We're not going to determine the election. But
well, certainly not. But keep in mind, Bill, see, this is a thing that I have trouble with, is 4 years ago, Trump won in a very unusual circumstance where he lost the popular vote by a few million and still managed to eke out an Electoral College victory. And that was as if his handlers had surgical precision to be able to know exactly the voters they needed to reach and somehow reach them and got them out to vote. It was like magic how he won that election. And that was with him in a stronger position, I think, than he is in today after being beat up by the media for a few years and so many people. Yeah.
No, I disagree. I think when I watched the Biden, when I watched the Democratic National Convention and the RNC, I did it on the internet instead of the TV. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the comments, the streaming comments that were made on Facebook Live and the other online venues, they were 20-1 Trump to Biden, even on Biden's channel. They were overwhelmed with Trump supporters, and it was blacks, women, Latino. What he's done for the Hispanic community and the black community is profound, and he's going to get a ton of black support for what he did for the historically black colleges.
I hope that's true, Bill. I'm going to hold you right there. Thank you so much for the call. 860-522-9842. Marianne in Hartford. Hi, Marianne.
Hi. I agree with your previous caller. Right out of the box, he's got to list all of his accomplishments. $10 billion to minority businesses, opportunity zones, prison reform, jobs, trade deals, all of his accomplishments. He's a man who gets results, and he did it in 3 years, not 47 years. So I think he will win. It's not going to be easy. I'm a little worried about Pennsylvania and how they're going to count votes if they can't even, possibly not even determine when the votes came in. So But I think he will win the Electoral College.
So you think a squeaker again?
Well, electorally, I think he'll do it handsomely. I do think he will. But I think there may be delays, like in Pennsylvania. I don't know what's going to happen there, and I think it was a very poor judgment that the Supreme Court made.
Yeah, well, they weren't at full strength, you know. Thank you, Marianne. 860-522-9842. We'll take more of your calls looking for your prediction on this election coming up 2 weeks from today. We'll do more after news on WTIC. All right, so listen to this quick before we take more calls. Because a lot of people don't believe in polls, so I look for the other evidence. Listen to this. In 2018, Beto O'Rourke shocked the world when he raised $38.1 million in the third quarter. Remember when he was running against Ted Cruz? That shattered an 18-year-old record by more than $15 million. This year, three Democrats broke that record, one of whom is Jamie Harrison, who's raised $58 million in the last quarter, allowing him to spend $60 million on his way to giving Lindsey Graham the toughest test in his political career. Democrat Mark Kelly, running in Arizona, also one of the top fundraisers, brought in $38.8 million in the previous quarter. Sam Gideon, up in Maine, $40 million against Susan Collins. The fundraising is astronomical for Democrats. One of the things I would think you would turn to check if you were concerned about the well-being of Donald Trump, given that the polls all show him losing. 860-522-9842. Dan, Rocky Hill. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Todd, my buddy. Yeah, well, you know that, I believe Trump is going to win by a huge landslide. I don't even think it's going to be close. Just like last time, although you keep saying that he eked out an Electoral College victory, how does the Electoral College work, Todd? Here, I'll tell you. It's by the geography, right, in the counties that they win, right? Trump won over 2,300 counties last election. Hillary Clinton won under 70, like 63 counties.
So why didn't Trump win the Electoral College in a landslide?
He did. That's what I'm saying. You're saying he eked it out. You said he only eked out an electoral victory.
Yeah.
It was a precision. He didn't eke it out. He crushed her. She won Los Angeles. That's where she got 3 million extra votes. That's it. But the Electoral College victory.
The Electoral College is based on the states. It's either based on the total state vote, or they can do it by congressional district. Some states do that. I think Maine divides it up by a congressional district.
What was the final number last time?
I don't recall. I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, I don't either, but I do know that Trump won over 2,200 counties and Hillary won under 70.
But that's not a metric that matters.
It does.
Counties have no bearing on the Electoral College.
Of course it does. What are you talking about? Look at the numbers.
Electoral College is done by state or in some states, congressional district.
Look at the number that Trump won by. You know, what's it, 270 you have to win by? He had like 390 or something, 393. She had 120.
He had 306.
Okay.
Which is 36 Electoral College votes beyond 270.
Right.
He won by 78-74 Electoral College votes.
He won 32 states. Hillary won 17, 18, or It was 30-20. That's not even close. How is that not a landslide? You don't think think that's just an eek? If it was by one state or two states.
Yes, because if you took away one of those states, he could have lost the election.
But he did.
So that sounds to me like a close.
But you can't take away one of those states. It's over. He crushed her in the
election. Well, that's true, but this time is a new election. And if it were to be the same as last time, the same dynamics, but he lost one of those states because he could lose one of those states in 2 weeks because it's a new election, Dan, and it's not done by counties, well, then he could lose. And what if he lost three of those states or four of those states? 38,000 votes if you moved away from Donald Trump last time, 38,000 votes. He would have lost the election. Now, that's pretty close. The Electoral College can distort a little bit just how close the election was, but not that much, because we know he lost the popular vote. So that means, by definition, it's a close election. If you lose the popular vote and you win the Electoral College, I'm not saying it's illegitimate in any way. I'm saying let's be realistic. It was a close election last time, and he gets pounded every day for 5 years. Unfit, 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 unfit. Oh, he's so disgusting. Oh, he's so horrible. Doesn't that impact people? Do you not know people in your life who've been impacted? I just think people are so many people are just blown away by having to live in a world where the media, all of the media, all day, every day, all they talk about is how bad Trump is. Don't talk about anything he's done. Just how unfit he is, how horrible it is to have him as president. Greg West Hartford. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Todd. I'm going to go with Trafalgar Group on this one. They're saying 270 to 290 in a close race with a red flag in Pennsylvania. But if there's no voter fraud in Pennsylvania, and they put the red flag on there because of Justice Roberts going with the liberals, they put the red flag up because it's ripe for voter fraud. But if there's no voter fraud, Pennsylvania goes Trump, and they're saying it could go up to 320 to 330. So I'm saying Trump's going to win.
Well, first of all, Trafalgar Group is a low-rated pollster. C-minus, I think,
is
their rating.
2016.
Exactly. Sometimes pollsters who do a lousy job. Sometimes pollsters do a lousy job and get the election right. Yes, but so let's say Trafalgar is the only honest. Is that your theory, that they're the only honest pollster and all the others are cheating?
No, they do it differently than the others. The others, I think, are influenced by interest, their own interest. I think they're influenced by the by money that's coming in to pay for their polls. But Trafalgar doesn't take money from outside agencies. They're funded by people like me that join as a member and, you know, follow their polls. I don't think that they're low rated. I think that they're very good at what they do. If you look at the polls, the new Siena poll came out, and they have Biden up by 8. Trafalgar has Trump up by 2. Off the top of my head, I forget what state it is, but they explained how they do their polls, and they were on Fox News explaining how they do their polls, and a lot of polling agencies are calling them to find out how they do their polls, and they're kind of switching towards the Trafalgar model of how to do it. Rush Limbaugh also gave them kudos today, because of the way they conduct their polls. It's a very simple 8-question poll as opposed to a long list of questions that people just don't have time to be bothered answering. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why Trafalgar is doing a good job, and they never go a complete general election. They go to battleground states, and they go state by state by state by state.
All right, Greg, thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. Greg is there saying Trump wins. We'll make him a 2. I'm coding one, two, three, how determined are you that Trump is going to win? Does anybody think Biden is going to win? The leader in the polls, the leader in the fundraising? I coded Dan before I talked to him. He was a T1. T1. I'm coding the T for Trump because I'm thinking maybe somebody will think that Biden is going to win. 860-522-9842. I'm looking for a little balance here. Let's go to Ron in Meriden. Hey, Ron.
Good afternoon, sir. My opinion is I think Biden's going to win. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think Trump's going to be left in the dust. And I'm a registered Republican. I was more of a core supporter for Trump. I could swear I was the kind of guy that would swear he didn't shoot the person in the street when he done it. You know what I mean?
So, and what happened?
People would lie for me. But for medical reasons alone, because my health is so poor, I can't take a chance. You know, they always scare you with either Social Security or taking away medical benefits or something. I'm not even going to vote, but I really, I drank the Trump juice, but now I really believe that Trump's a hustler and he's taking advantage of the people. He should have been honest with everybody, and he wasn't honest. He ripped everybody off.
What was he dishonest about?
Well,
how did he rip people
off? Knowing about the disease, the COVID-19, and not telling anybody and saying it was out of fear. He didn't want to start a bunch of people getting crazy in the streets.
But Trump does that with everything. Trump's a salesman. He puffs everything up.
Well,
he doesn't.
Laughing in the beginning. I loved everything he did. But I'm not laughing anymore, and I'm serious. My health is real bad. I can't fool around. My medication is $44,000 a month. I can't let nobody mess with my medical.
All right,
so you need
Biden to win, but you think Trump is going to win, or you think Biden?
No, I think Trump's going to lose, and Biden's going to blow him out of the water. It's going to be unbelievable. No, not this time. He's not going to win. It's not even going to be close.
Okay, now I understand you. Thank you. Good to hear from you, Ron. 860-522-9842. How about that? We got a Biden vote. Ron thinks Biden's going to win. Len, you think Biden's going to win?
Well, everybody has their opinion, but I would say the majority of people are probably going to make that decision when they step into that voting booth or have that ballot in front of them. I feel bad for the gentleman that just called, and I can understand his anxiety when things are affecting you personally like this. There's always that fear of the unknown, and of course the politicians use that, and Social Security is always going to be taken away, and our health care is going to be destroyed. And in fact, that turns out not to be true in all cases. But let me say this. Donald Trump, when he walked down that escalator many years ago, knowing him for over 40 years and having read his books and saw his life, I said, this person is going to be our president, and I've never doubted him since. Donald Trump came to us, and he promised us three things. He would make us wealthier, he would make us stronger, and he would make us more secure. And if you look at those things and push aside the noise, what he's done for us is tremendous.
I know that, Len, but you think that the average person can be unaffected by the endless media barrage of hatred towards the president and brainwashing that communism is better than the American system?
Well,
you think people can withstand that?
I think what's happened here with Donald Trump is that the citizens of the United States of America have gotten one heck of a civics lesson. People who didn't understand what communism was, didn't understand the threat of what was going on in the Middle East, didn't understand our threat with the China trade, have woken up. And many people are now paying attention. Look, we live in a nation of sound bites and text messages, unfortunately. So when you say and do things, you can't elaborate. You can't get into deep analysis because you lose them very quickly. Donald Trump doesn't do that. He knows how to sway the audience and keep them on their toes. But let me say this here. If Biden happens to, by some chance, take over the presidency, he won't last very long. Number one, he's an ill man. We can see that through the years. Number two, his family's connection and what they're going through now. This is extremely serious, and people look into it. It's affecting our national security. So he gets into office, and guess what? The Democrats take the Congress or the Senate, whatever, so they impeach him. Who's going to argue it? He's out. If
impeach
not,
him?
He gets sick. And
he'll resign.
Well, no. He could resign. No threat to impeach. He can resign, or then he'll be forced to quit because of his ill health. So there's two ways
right.
there that that Harris and
yes. Well, no. I know there's nothing good to look forward to if the Democrats win. That's not the subject we're discussing. It's what you think is going to happen. And thank you for sharing. 860-522-9842. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll take more phone calls coming up on WTIC. WTIC. We're going to keep this conversation going on through the top of the hour news down to the bottom of the next hour and beyond, because I want to really get everybody's sense of where this election is going. So far, we have one person predicting a Biden victory. The other callers so far, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The other 8 callers are Trump. And a couple of those people, I have to say, only said that Trump would win, not a big victory, but that he would pull it through. And we've got four of those eight said it's going to be a landslide. 860-522-9842, looking for your input on this. Robert Prospect. Hello, Robert.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe the other guy that was a Republican, now he's voting for Biden. But that's what I just think. Now, I'm going to say Trump's going to win a big landslide, because what I see on social media, even though Facebook and Twitter's been knocking a lot of people off, and I think all the long lines you see for people to vote, them are Trump voters, because they know if they mail in ballots, they're never going to make it there. So they're waiting in line.
And because do they think their ballots are going to be stolen in the mail, or they just think it's
absolutely
a bad system?
I would never trust my ballot going in the mail, and that's what the Democrats are pushing for, because you can already see there's trouble all over the place with mail-in ballots as it is, right? And
I think most of the trouble with mail-in ballots is the Democrats using them as to help rig elections. I think that's the bigger problem.
I agree with you totally.
But you can't necessarily trust they're going to arrive either. I think that's a good prediction, Robert. Thank you for that, sir. Next up, Larry in Cheshire. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. All right.
Thank you.
Let's see. So I know you said that you have a different take on this because you're not seeing the polls, and I think it's going to.
No, I'm looking at the polls. The polls show a dramatic lead and a strong trend over the last few weeks to Trump.
Yes. Well, here's an interesting twist on it. A good friend of mine used to work for the Quinnipiac polls, and when that person would call people, they say, "Hey, you know, I'm with the Quinnipiac polls, taking a poll, and you know, who has the time to answer and go through all of that? You know, most people, I think, are just going to answer that, or at least conservatives. They're going to say, oh, I don't have time for this, hang up. And they would say they call 100 people, for example. 98 of them, they get the hang up. Those two people are saying, and this is the 2016 election time, oh, Hillary all the way, Hillary all the way. So, I mean, that's one way to look at it and some insight. And two, I think Donald Trump's going to win if it was a fair and honest election. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Larry. How old are you?
I'm 23, actually. There's a lot.
Now
you
got a nice young sound to you.
Appreciate it.
There's a lot of you Trump supporters?
Yeah, a lot of friends of mine. I mean, I definitely know some people voting for Biden, but a lot of people, I think, are going to be voting red. A lot.
Larry, that's awesome. Sorry, I've got to hold you right there. We're not much time here. Let's get a call in quickly. It's Ruth Simsbury. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead. We don't have much time.
Okay. Well, I think Trump is going to win. A lot of people, I think, are being quiet about it just because of all the negative reaction whenever people find out that Trump is that they favor Trump. But I'm very much concerned that no matter who wins, we're going to end up in a civil war. And the reason is, if the Democrats lose, I think that the riots that we've been seeing will get worse. If the Republicans lose, then they're going to think that the Democrats somehow stole the election, and so they're going to rise up in arms. So that is what my concern is. And a lot of people think that the Civil War back in Lincoln's day was a war between the North and South, but it was really between the Democrats and the Republicans. And we're back there again. It's between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Could be. I'm less inclined to think people will actually disrupt our comfortable lives, but I think there could be some of that stuff in the cities you're talking about. Thank you, Ruth, for the call. 860-522-9842. More calls coming up. Your prediction for the election 2 weeks from today. Hard to believe it's finally getting here. All right, we're looking for your predictions on the election. Trump win? Biden win? How big a victory? Now, I just want to mention, before we get back to the phones, this will only take a sec, but I have to do it because the positivity rate for the state of Connecticut hit 3%. 3%. The governor announced that today at a press conference in Windsor, and he said this.
We haven't had 3% infection rate, 3% of all the people testing positive, you know, going back till June.
Now, you remember back in those hazy days of spring, back in June that the governor's referring to, he used to say you had to take it very seriously, the numbers, the metrics were everything back then. You had to take them very seriously. You remember he wouldn't let people go get their hair cut because of the metrics. He wouldn't let restaurants sit people inside because of the metrics. You remember how strict he was. Couldn't do phase three. So phase three, all of a sudden, he's done a 180. Phase three must go through. Nothing stands in the way. Numbers don't matter.
So that tells you it's going to take a little bit longer for us to get through this.
Yeah, bad numbers. That just means it's going to take a little longer. We don't worry if more people die, more people get sick. No. Now, I think this is better than what he did for the first 6 months. I'm just trying to figure out what made him change his mind. If anybody has an idea, please tell us. All right, back to our calls. Sean Unionville. Hello, Sean.
Hey there, Todd. IMHO, Trump will win, and then when Biden's fraudulent votes start getting counted, he will win, and then it'll go to the Supreme Court, and hopefully Trump will win. So that's my prediction.
Oh, so you're very soft on the Trump victory. You're figuring it's going to be like 2000. Hanging chads, that whole kind of ordeal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be. It's going to because you know what's going on with the vote.
All the paper ballots. We're instituting. Yeah, we're instituting a new way of voting in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of an election. Kind of bizarre. Kind of bizarre. You think maybe the Democrats were looking for it to be a big problem, and somehow I think this is connected somehow with Jolly Ned's desire to switch us from being metric driven, and we can't open up, to now we're not metric driven, we must open up. I don't get it, but you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Scott calling from Vernon. Hello, Scott.
Hi. I think Trump's going to win based on the enthusiasm and the Biden corruption that's coming up. And my question there to you is, I don't know if you know, but say, for instance, Biden does win and the inauguration is January 20th. Say, for instance, there's so much pressure on him, like, say, for instance, January 10th, and he decides to step down or he's forced to step down. Now, does Kamala Harris automatically step in? Because he's actually got voted in for the president. He would be inaugurated on January 20th. So if he has to step
down. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. If he dies, what happens between election and inauguration? My guess is, well, I'm not even going to guess. I'm going to look it up. I did hear somebody analyzing it the other day, and they said it was complicated. The answer was it's complicated. It would result in legal battles, but I don't know how true that is.
I'm just wondering if the Supreme Court would step in and null that whole side of it, and Donald Trump would remain the president, or what? But that's very interesting.
I don't know. The Constitution doesn't provide. I don't know if there's a clause. I don't think there is, having to do with this particular situation. But the Constitution doesn't give room on the inauguration. The new president has to be inaugurated come January 20th. And I don't know how they would resolve it if Biden disappeared. I don't. If anybody knows, please give us a call. 860-522-9842. Let's see. Your prediction, please. Rick Newington. Hello, Rick.
Yes, hi. The left uses, you know, selective reporting, there's no intellectual defense against it, as well as some other propaganda. But the electorate has always believed in divided government, knowing that one party stinks and the other one don't smell so good. The left appeals to many of the seven deadly sins as a weapon, especially greed and jealousy, which are their primary modus operandi.
So, Rick, what's going to happen?
Well, I think either Trump is going to win by 4%, and if he doesn't, I believe the Senate is going to stay Republican. If you really want to see what Trump has done, and many of the things he has done is the first time it's been done, watch Ivanka Trump in her speech today in Wisconsin. That is, if you can find it anywhere on the internet. So,
okay, Ivanka today in Wisconsin, you think sums it up nicely. Thank you for that, Rick. 860-522-9842. Next up is Juan in East Hartford. Prediction for the election, Juan.
Trump, definitely Trump. It's all over the country. I mean, this is the only place I see Biden signs around. But you go West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Kentucky. I was down South Carolina, North Carolina, everywhere. All you see is Trump, Trump, Trump. The enthusiasm around the country is huge. But you know what? The thing that first one you assign, okay, she's absolutely right. That people have to be waking up to the reality that they have more money in their pockets, there's more jobs, and this is not something that's...
Wait, back to the signs a sec. Are you seeing these signs in the cities, these Trump signs?
Not in the cities.
Okay, so you see the Trump signs where the Trump voters want.
Yeah.
One, where the Trump voters live, that's where you see the Trump signs? In the country?
In the countryside.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just wanted to clarify that because I think it's true that there's huge... I heard somebody talking about, a couple of reporters talking about Florida, and they talked about how you can drive for miles and miles and miles and miles and just see Trump signs in certain sections of the state. There are these rural areas that are devoted to Trump, but the Democrats don't get their votes out of a large swath of land. I think it's like Manhattan, the size of land where their voters all live, and the rest of the country votes red, but the thickly settled areas, the densely populated areas, the cities, that's where
I have an idea that would be very Democratic, and that
yeah.
is that
was once we elect Trump again, we should ask all the Democratic cities if they want to become socialist cities. And if they say yes, we build...
Yeah. Oh, wait a sec. I don't know what happened. Hold on, Chris. I didn't mean to put you on the air. Juan, say it again. I didn't mean to take you off the air. Go ahead. What are we going to say to all the socialist cities or the ones who don't want?
We'll give them a choice. They want to become socialist cities? Okay. You're a socialist city from now on. You elect your socialist government. You have your own protection. You worry about, we're going to build a moat around them. And that's how we keep everybody else out and everybody in. And if you want in or out, you just ask for permission. You just have to get a passport or be able to come out. And you have to be vetted by this side. So make sure we don't get infiltrators on this side. And
yeah, I don't know, Juan, if that's – I don't know if they would take up on it, but it's a nice idea. All right, Chris, sorry about that. Go ahead.
No problem. Love your show. Hey, so I think Trump's going to win – if he wins legally with no fraudulent activity by a landslide. But I want to make a point that you keep saying that there's no evidence that he's going to win. And I think that that's looking at it under the idea that people are watching CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and even Fox News, instead of understanding that everybody's outsourcing to news sources. You know, and you got to, like, even think of...
Well, how do you get your information?
I do it through the internet. Honestly, the way I do it, I know this might sound silly, but I have a feed on Instagram. I look at headlines. Mm-hmm. I pick what I want, and then I do my research from there. But I have a customized feed, as does everybody else that does Facebook, Instagram, or any other social media.
But what's the nature of your feed? What kind of news sources are you accepting inputs from?
Local journals, you know, Blaze source, Blaze TV sources, journalists on the ground. That like a guy from Slightly Offensive, you know, DC Drano.
So you look at people. So right wing blogs you use.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm strictly right wing, but I mean, you know.
Yes, but you realize that puts you in a bubble. So the equivalent of the bias in the mainstream media is the bias in things like The Blaze. That's right wing. Biased journalism. It's not,
well,
you know, they're
correct,
not,
but
they're not
the
trying
right
to.
It's always reacting to the left wing. So, in respect to that, I'm not necessarily in a bubble because I hear about what the left wing is saying all the time, versus the left wing does not hear what the right wing is saying all the time.
Yeah, but if the information sources, so do you, if you saw a story in the New York Times that showed that the Republican candidate challenging Lindsey Graham raised $60 million last quarter, $22 million, $22 million more than the previous record. Is that, do you take that to be a lie, or would you accept that as fact?
If I were to see that and I was finding out what it meant, then I would do more research to see where their numbers came from instead of taking it as face value, which I think is what a lot of people do when they see headlines.
The only point I'm trying to make is I am very critical of the media in terms of their bias, and I'm very conscious of their bias, and I know how it works and how it functions and how it gets transmitted. I've worked in radio a long time. So I'm no sucker for it. And I know pollsters, and I know that the pollsters work really hard to do good polls. And by the way, politicians also buy polling services from those same pollsters. So they have to be good at what they do. They have to deliver accurate information, or nobody would be buying their services except some kind of right-wing or left-wing hack journal that didn't care at all about some kind of credibility. So I trust polls. But you can't trust them at face value. You have to know how to look at them and look at the questions. So that's where I say, if you look at all the polls show Trump in trouble. All the polls show the Senate map is expanding for Democrats. More people like Lindsey Graham, who should be shoo-ins for re-election in North Carolina. Lindsey Graham is fighting for his political life, being dramatically outraised, as are the 16 Republicans who are running for re-election. They're being out-fundraised by Democratic challengers by dramatic amounts. All of the signals I look for that would give me an idea of what's going on in this election say this election is going against the Republicans. And I would have predicted that to begin with because it's that kind of year structurally. We've been listening to the media talk about how Trump is untenable for 5 years. That has to have an effect on people. So those are the things I look at. Do any of those make sense to you?
They do. Interesting points about money being raised. I don't think that it, again, like all that money being raised, I feel like a lot of it goes towards TV advertisement, but I feel like a lot of people are shifting away from TVs and going more towards internet and their own sourcing. So I don't think it really matters how much the opponent can raise.
Well, it does because the reason it does, Chris, is because that allows them to get their message out. And if there's fewer people watching TV, they just pay less per eyeball, you know, or less per ad for based on the number of eyeballs that have been reduced. But yes, the Democrats are maestros at using digital media. And they pound their message invisibly into the homes, into the Facebook pages of the people they want to reach. So I don't know that your argument negates anything there. But thank you for sharing it with me. We'll take more phone calls coming up in just a minute. We're going to get ourselves a little traffic update, some news. Looking for your predictions on the election. Yeah, it's WTIC. We're talking about your predictions for this presidential election coming up in 2 weeks. George Manchester, what do you say? What's going to happen?
Todd, thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Well, thank you for making it.
Well, you're welcome. Well, I think Donald Trump's going to win.
Yes, by a big margin. Close race?
I think it's going to be a pretty big margin.
All right. That makes you a T1 in my coding system.
And, well, I can tell you why, because I've been thinking about this for the last 6 months. And Rush Limbaugh, he brought it up on his show today, and it's the same thing I've been thinking, like I said, for 6 months.
Which is what?
He said that Trump didn't lose any support. Maybe a few here and there, maybe. But he's picked up a lot of the black vote and a lot of the Hispanic vote.
And, did Rush really say that? Because that defies what the polls say. The polls say that he's lost a lot of women and he's lost a lot of senior citizens, which is a core constituency of Republicans. RP in Wallingford. Hi, RP.
Hi, Todd. You know, I'm not mad that you've been predicting a Biden victory, but I heard the polls have been tightening for a week, and a week ago I had kind of conceded, but I'm back with Trump prediction. Aren't the polls, am I dreaming, Rush mentioned that one poll on October 3rd was 8.6, and it's down to 3.
I haven't seen that one, but the polls are getting a little tighter. Moved away from Trump, but that's normal. Last couple of weeks, you would expect a 10-point race to come down to a 3 or 4-point race.
The other thing is that corruption thing with Biden, I think, is taking a little bit of toll, even though they're trying their best to hide it. The $4 trillion tax cut, I think tax raise people are hearing about. And if nobody's going to his rallies, who's going to go to vote for him? I know people are voting against Trump. But I just can't imagine that. I mean, it's such a big difference that, it just doesn't seem possible that there could be anywhere near enough energy to vote to think that Biden is going to win.
Well, picture a divided country and the Democrats motivated, incredibly motivated. The turnout predictions are for a record turnout. That's total vote, including the millions of people who've already voted. And everybody's highly motivated and everybody's dug in. Thank you, RP. 860-522-9842. WTIC, poor, poor, pitiful, us. Helen, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. What's your prediction?
Hi, I think Biden's going to win. I mean, he has to. My whole family switched to Biden. We can't.
Really? All Trump voters switched over?
Yes. I mean.
Wow.
Especially the women, and there's a lot of women in my family. So.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel unsure of the outcome? You sounded a little shaky on it at the beginning.
I am just hoping that Biden wins. I myself think he will, but it's going to be close.
Why do you think, if it's so clear to you guys, your whole family switching sides, why do you think it might be close? Why wouldn't there just be a huge hidden?
I also see a lot of Trump people, Trump signs, Trump rallies. They're all over the place. So, I mean, that's why I think it's going to be close.
Okay.
I hope Biden wins, but I do
and
have
what
doubt.
What good thing do you think will happen if Biden does win?
There won't be so much anger and frustration, and the world is going down. That's how I feel.
But why would, so if the country's divided roughly 50% and everybody's vehemently dug in, you can't even mention to anybody that you, who votes the other way, that you're against them.
I know.
What would make you feel that one side winning versus the other side winning would make that rage dissipate?
Well, I think because Trump brings out a lot of anger in a lot of people. And I don't think Biden does. He's more caring. He's more sympathetic. He's not like Trump. Mm-hmm. I voted for Trump.
Yeah. Why did you vote for Trump?
I liked him at first. I mean, I think he's changed a lot. He wasn't so angry. He seems to lie a lot now. I mean, it's proven that he's lying a lot.
Well, it's not. I mean, they all lie a lot. They just count his lies. They haven't done that for a president before. That's a new, that's a new feature.
Yeah, you're right. Well, so that's it. I think Biden's going to win, but it's going to be close, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Helen. You're doing a great job. Thank you for calling up with that. We'll take more phone calls on this topic in a few minutes. Joining us now, Alfonso McGriff. He is a Hartford author and businessman. And we get input from him for a different perspective, as we do with all our guests. Alfonso, nice to talk to you once again. It's been a while.
Hello. Yeah, it's nice talking to you. Also.
So we've been I've been taking a little poll today on predictions from people on what's going to happen in the election. 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks, McGriff. What do you think?
2 weeks. Trump is going to win.
And how do you come to that conclusion?
Well, I think Trump will win out of fear. And this is a different kind of perspective. If Mr. Biden has any more light moments or missing moments, Trump will win in a landslide, mainly because I don't believe this country is ready for Biden to get in office and start slipping in the mindset, and then a black woman becomes president. And
had 8 years of a black man being president. Do you think the fear of a black woman is greater in the vice presidency?
Absolutely, because powerful white men weren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton, which is why Trump is president in the first place. That's just my perspective.
Yep. Well, that's all we're looking for.
If they weren't going to accept Hillary Clinton in that office, there's no way. Just the thought
of a black woman being in that office. It's just not.
And why do you think that is? Where does that come from, do you think? Because other countries have female leaders. Why would we be so Hillary-averse that, or woman-averse that we couldn't elect Hillary?
This is America. This country, men, this is a patriarchy country. Men are in charge. Powerful men run things. Powerful men, I think, powerful men had to begin accepting. Well, it was just in the 1970s they allowed women to vote.
No, that went back a little further. I think it was 1913 maybe when women got the vote. That goes way back
in this country.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Or maybe 1920. No, it goes way back. It does. It wasn't 1970. Come on.
I'm just exaggerating a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm saying that I just don't see powerful white men ready for a potentially having a black woman in that office. And I believe for that reason, a lot of people that may not even like Trump are going to have to go with him if Biden has any more light or missing moments. They're just not going to allow that to happen.
The thing I like about you best, Dave, is that you always have a different perspective on things, and you have done it once again, perhaps more dramatically than ever before. We're not ready for a woman. We're not ready for a black woman. Now, it's interesting that you say this because my listeners, the callers anyway, are firmly devoted to the idea that Donald Trump is going to win, and they can't really put their finger on any evidence. But of all of the subliminal dynamics that could make happen what you're suggesting, a weak man is a problem, and a woman in the vice presidency, I don't happen to share your view on that, but I can see that being a mobilizing thing.
Well,
a black woman that people would. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have a problem with a woman as vice president. I just believe.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand.
As a vice president who could potentially be slipped in as president because of maybe the mindset of the president, you know, woman slipping in as president. That to me is going to be, I think that's going to be a telling factor as it relates to how people vote. Yeah.
All right. Alfonso, thank you very much, sir. Good to talk with you once again. You did your job, and that is you came out of left field with a really good idea, good thought on this thing. What do you think about what Alfonso McGriff had to say? 860-522-9842, looking for your predictions. Okay, so we start off with Bob in New Britain. Hello, Bob.
Hi. This is Robert Clark.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, you just need to go. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, I think Trump is going to win. I think the basic issues that elected him have not changed. The one-issue voters in this country who vote on the Constitution, Second Amendment rights, who vote on appointing federal judges who are originalists, these have not changed, and these are what elected him. Of course, the media has pounded him and pounded him. But to me, this is the little boy who cried wolf. Nobody's listening anymore. People haven't been listening for 2 years already. I think Trump walks away with it. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there is a poli-sci professor in Stony Brook University, runs a model based on the primaries. And it has an awesome record, and his system says Trump walks away with it. Big time win. Trump.
All righty. Thank you for sharing your opinion and also your sources, Bob. Good to hear. Oh, how much do you think Trump's going to win by? He walks away with it? Is that what you said?
I think he's going to walk away with it. I think that he's going to have at least as big an electoral college win as he did the last time. Could be bigger. People are afraid of Biden's anti-Second Amendment standing and his bringing this guy from Texas into the fold to be his point man on gun control. This guy has screamed he's coming for our guns. And although this is not a loud constituency, it is a huge constituency.
Yeah, good point. All right, there's some good arguments from Bob in New Britain. I'm getting a little encouraged now. Boy, I hope you guys are right. 860-522-9842. No, really. I really hope you guys are right. Elaine, Plainville. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I think Trump's going to win by a landslide. He's popular. You have to be popular to become the president. He has all.
Everyone loves him, right?
Yes, everybody loves him. He keeps your interest. I listen to all the rallies when I can and look where he is. And you don't get bored. With Biden shows nothing. He can't make a sentence the way he appears. You know, he shows nothing that you want to be interested. Go somewhere and listen to him or anything. And, you know, people like Trump. He's going to get it. He's going to get it a landslide.
All right, Elaine, thank you. 860-522-9842. I'm laughing because it's so pervasive, this opinion, the belief, the trust, the faith that Trump is going to win. I love that because a lot of people had that 4 years ago. And I didn't think he was going to win 4 years ago either. But I thought he had a better chance. I saw it as a close election 4 years ago. And this time I don't see it. I don't see it as a close election. Boy, I hope I'm wrong. 860-522-9842. We've got Rant Line coming up in about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes. And, we're just taking calls looking for predictions and justifications for those predictions. Tony Weathersfield. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Todd. Todd, I am voting for Donald J. Trump. However, I think that the other guy is going to win, Joe Biden. And the reason why I think that is, mainly because, well, let me start like this. You know, if you listen to what people say and you watch what people do, you have a pretty good idea of where they're coming from. And when mm-hmm. I take a look at what this Democrat Party did, this corrupt bunch of people who are working for the globalists through the Democrat Party in the United States, when I see what they're doing, it tells me that there's going to be massive, massive, massive cheating. And just look at some of the things that they say. For example, one of the things that they talk about is the failure of states to enforce the National Voter Registration Act. We have millions of people running around in this country, and they are not registered. Mail-in voting. This is the big one. When I saw the mail-in voting go in, I said to myself, oh, brother. And I expected the Republican Party to start jumping up and down and saying, whoa, what are you doing? There's no way you can possibly check on these people when you have that mail-in ballots. Now we have millions of ballots all over the country. And they are not within the control of the people who are responsible for the legitimacy of our election. And I see that with that happening like that, with all the the aliens that are coming in, who they can use to get them registered.
Okay.
And then I
so how close? How big do you think Biden's win is going to be?
No, I think. Even with all that massive cheating, I think it's still going to be close because Trump is an amazing guy. I mean, he was my 17th pick when he was running for the nomination. But this guy, what he has done.
All right, you've been impressed since then. That's great. Thank you for the call. I want to get Nate from Litchfield in. Hi, Nate. What's going on?
Hey.
What do you think?
Not much, Todd. I think that Biden is going to win. Your previous caller was right on the money, actually. I'm voting for Trump, but I believe Biden's going to win simply because I believe that people will vote for the vice president rather than the president itself. And there are so many people who love Kamala Harris, and I believe that they're going to vote for her instead of Joe Biden.
Kamala Harris, she was a flameout in the Democratic primaries.
right? But she's a black, she's black, she's a woman, and she has the black Latino vote and the woman vote right there. And all the women who think that Trump is a misogynist and a sexist and all that, they're turning their votes. I've talked to several people who say they're not voting for Biden, they're voting for Kamala. So,
wow, that's really interesting, Nate. I mean, I feel you on the hostility towards all the things that the media focuses on all the time about how bad Trump is. I do think somehow that's people just aren't giving that any credence, and I don't buy that. I think it needs to be given credence. 860-522-9842. More phone calls coming up. Then we've got the rant line. We'll continue with phone calls, as we always do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.